Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the Whisker Report. We're a new podcast dedicated to helping anyone in the pet industry, whether you're an animal welfare nonprofit or a for-profit pet company, get some PR and biz for your organization. Hello, everyone. I'm Mary Tan, one of the hosts of the show, along with my best friend, Alexandre Ricard, a French gal who hails from France, but now travels the world and is in Vancouver. She is the ultimate spaying and neutering advocate of stray cats. Bonjour, Alex.
Bonjour, Mary. Guys, I just moved to Vancouver, right? And I was really hoping to finally get some snow after 4 years in Greece. And guess what? Yesterday, my mom sent me a message and there's a lot of snow in France, but not in Vancouver. And Mary, you were just telling us you've got snow, so I just feel really left out right now.
I understand. But trust me, you don't want snow all the time.
No, but that's just what I live a little with. Bit. Mary, do you have a white Christmas in Minnesota?
Typically every year, yes. And there was 1 year we just got pounded and I got 20 inches of snow, which I'm not sure what that is in centimeters, but it's a lot. Everybody here in Minnesota has these things called snow blowers. And it just doesn't work to shovel. You actually have to turn on this machine. It's like a lawnmower and it just, you know, blows out the snow. But you get so sick of it because I think 2 winters ago, I was like doing it every other day. It's annoying.
Yeah, okay. I guess you like it for a day and then you're like, okay. And then we're also here with our producer, Mark Winter of Pet Life Radio, who is the man who gets us to you each and every week. Hi, Mark.
Bonjour. This is a good episode to do that in. And if we had snow here, then we'd really be in trouble because I'm in South Florida. No snow blowing here.
Yes, but Mark, as Minnesotans say to Floridians, you guys get hurricanes.
We do. But we've been lucky. We haven't been hit with one this far south. So far, so good. But, you know, when I lived in New Jersey, I didn't mind. Like, we used to have blizzards, and I loved the snow. But it's only good while it's snowing, mm-hmm. you know, because it's so pretty. It comes down. You can sit inside and drink hot chocolate and watch the snow come down. But then 2 days after, it's terrible. It's all ice, and it's dirty from the cars, and it's horrible.
Tell me about it. It's like, that's the worst part, the slush and all of that stuff. Well, you know, Mark and I were talking about this. We love French people and we love just hearing them talk because you have the most beautiful language and you could be saying terrible things about Americans. And we would just sit there and be like, oh, my gosh, that's so beautiful. Even though you could be slamming us. Not that you guys would do that today, but we're so honored, of course, to have all of our esteemed guests. And we're also honored, of course, to be part of Pet Life Radio Network. And we want to stress that you can do PR for yourself. And Alex, Mark, and I are going to help you each and every week.
And this week, we're so excited to welcome one of my friends from the French pet industry. I met Pierre Alain, or as I call him, PA, in May at Interzoo in Germany, the biggest trade fair of the pet supply industry. PA is the founder of Animal Cares, a company that manufactures and distributes a wide range of products for cats and dogs. But he wears many hats and he's starting to be a serial entrepreneur. Welcome, Pierre. I'm so happy to have a fellow French on the show. Can you describe us how you started working in the pet industry?
Hello, hello. Hello, Marie. Hello, Alex. Hello, Mark. My honor and my pleasure to be there. And that's not so easy to speak American during a podcast. So I will do my best. How I start to do the business? Uh-huh. From the beginning. So I grew up in my grandfather's farm, a small farm in the French countryside. It's where I developed the passion for nature and deep love for animals. And then something that I keep in mind all my time. And then after completing my master's degree, I start to understand how work the business because I did a master's degree on business and I never understand what is it. So I was on the ground and I learned the basics of the business and I really love the business. So I start in a pet store And I began to grow or to have a new position. And I was a store manager in a pet store. I had around 18 people and close to 4 million euro turnover. Was something huge for the French market. I don't know how it is in US, but was a huge pet store in France, close to Paris. And then I led the dog and cat category. I already prefer to say cat and dog because I am really focusing on cats. So the cat and dog category portfolio for a major retail company. And this is something like around 55 million euro turnover that I have to manage every year. And my real dream was to be an entrepreneur and to become an entrepreneur. And I did it 3 years ago. And that's not something really normal in France, because in France, we still, you know, Alex, you are freelance or something like that. Yeah. We are mostly natural career path, something like employee, and that's not normal to become an entrepreneur from zero. So I was when I was a buyer or in charge of my category, I always met some people that have handling some company, managing some company, coming from the family. And I say, wow, why my father never gave me a company? Why my family is only employee? I would like to have a company like this. That's crazy. So at the end, I found three companies. And today we are speaking about Animal Cares, where we are manufacturing and distributing some dog and cat product all over the France in B2B, handling a few million euro. We are small at the moment. And I have some other, how can I say that? Because I really live my life with passion and I really enjoy staying on my computer 12 hours a day. So for my friends, I'm a bit crazy. And honestly, when they say, what are you doing? Yeah, I really love what I am doing. So I have some games, some other games. And that's crazy how I can live it fully. And that's so exciting. And like an entrepreneur, you have always something difficult and you have to struggling. And when you resolve problem and you say, oh, yes, some problem, I like it. Let's have more problem. More problem you have, more business you have. So this is you. When you are an entrepreneur, you are a problem solver. And that's something what I discovered. That's my path and I really enjoy it.
That's amazing. I have a quick question. So what is the pet care industry like in France? Is it, I know the US tends to be the leader in the pet product industry. Does the popularity of pets in the United States have an impact on how the French think about their pets?
About their pets or about the market? About that pets, I don't know. What I can tell you, this is the pet owner here in France really loves pets. And it's like the kids or the new kids, and they are very, very important. It's something growing and growing and growing. So the pet lover want to take care even more every day about their pets. And about the business, the trends are really often coming from US. For sure, when we are visiting the global, for sure, we can have 5-10 years in advance the trend of what will arrive in France and in Europe. And sometimes we can see what is starting in US and will never arrive in Europe because you are too fast, too quick. You have so many innovation and our market is so slow. So the market is well organized with a stronger, how can I say that? Stronger chain store with purchasing office. Everything is very slow. It takes months and months to have a first meeting, and then you need another meeting. And the trend is end before they take the decision. And for sure, the last time I went in to visit the global, I saw it was something like freeze-dried pet food. Or you had some freeze-dried pet food in the kibbles. And that's something we said, okay, was maybe before pandemic. Yeah, wow, I'm so old. The time is running. And we saw that. We say, wow, exciting. That's something crazy. And it's something really normal in US. And it never happened in France because it's so expensive, so this, so that. So at the end, it's never arrived in France or in a very, very small quantity.
And also one of the trends I've seen a lot in the US is raw food. So not even freeze-dried, just raw meat in general for cats and dogs. Do we have that in France yet? It's not very popular, is it?
I feel there is a trend on that. And the chain store tried to implement that in the store. And at the end, I'm not sure the market is on the chain store, probably more internet. And so I cannot tell you how are the turnover. Probably growing and probably stay small. And it takes time to prepare that. So the people want to feed healthy and better the dog and the cat. And they have to make so many things in the kitchen to prepare it. So probably at the end, they prefer to wet food. Wet food is growing a lot in France. The cat wet food is huge. The dog wet food is growing very, very fast. So maybe they do a mix between the wet and dry and not doing both.
Yeah, because so when I was back in France a couple months ago, I was trying to feed Tzatziki raw food because that's what she's used to. And I went to all the pet stores in my town and I couldn't find raw food. And I asked the pet store, I was like, do you have raw food? And they looked at me like, what? And I was like, oh, okay, great. So I had to order it online, but yeah, couldn't find it.
Yeah, several chain stores tried some with freezer in store and supermarket try a US brand, probably in Leclerc or Carrefour try a US brand in fridge. And at the end, I don't know what happens. Probably something not very exciting.
Yeah, what is it like? I know American companies complain a lot. It's like so difficult to get our products into France. What is the business community like there? Are they constantly lobbying your government to loosen up the trade requirements?
I'm thinking this is not something where the pet business in France is. For me, they are not thinking, oh yes, let's push the government to move the law and to be more flexible to import product from US. I think this is not where we are. And actually, in my other company, we are working with a big US dog food brand, I can't tell in the name, but huge. And it's on the bag, it's made in America. And what say the customer in store, they say, wow. Made in America. You said that's crazy good food inside, crazy good ingredients, but it's made in America. You know what Americans are eating? McDonald's. Ah, okay. Okay. So probably the pet industry in France is not focusing to push US product because we are not organized for that. Probably it's a too small market to have the time to. The average turnover of a great wholesaler distributor in France is around maybe 10 to 30 million euro a year. So they have no time to pay some people to go to the government to push to do the
lobbying.
The lobbying, yeah. So they have when you are doing 20 million euro, you have sales teams, you have a warehouse, you have key account, and that's it. No more, not enough to push the government. And probably, yeah, when there is made in USA branding on the packaging, probably the French people don't like it. I'm not sure. Maybe sometime, yes. I say I'm not sure because when you see the Kong toys, it can be made in America and everybody say, yeah, Kong toys are the best toy in the world. I must have a Kong for my dog. This is the only one I must have. So it's why I'm not sure of what they are thinking.
Maybe it's just the food because we think the American diet is so unhealthy that we wouldn't want to feed that to our pets.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the American diet is very unhealthy.
Yeah,
there's so many chemicals. It's delicious.
Yeah, but like exactly. And like, I think it's difficult because even like human meat, like for example, beef jerky, the thing you guys eat all the time, it's hard to import to France because your meat has like, you know, medicine, antibiotics or stuff like that, that we don't use in France. So if it's the same for animals, then, you know, we don't really want that for our pets, I guess.
Wow. No, that completely makes sense. You know, we have to pay for this show, so we need to take a break and then we're going to be right back with PA.
take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with Pierre, our French expert on the European pet industry. Pierre, I have a question. So, as a Gen Zer, I know a lot of people, at least in America and in Canada of my age, are choosing maybe not to have children, and they're kind of replacing their pets with a child. So I was wondering if you knew if that trend was coming in Europe and in France. Like, most of my friends don't have pets, so I can't really relate to them. But yeah, have you seen that? Have you seen that maybe French people, younger generations, are choosing to have a dog or a cat and treating them as children, like the Americans do, like buying strollers or, you know, like all of it? I'm buying a stroller, so I'm not judging. Just to let you know, guys.
A stroller is not we saw some stroller sometime in store, but they're not really often in the street or in the pet owner, for the pet owner. And for sure, there is even more dogs and cats in the house in place to replace the baby. And we have around 60 million cats in France and close to 10 million dogs in France. And 55% of the population have a dog or cat. So this is huge and is growing every year. And more we have vacation, more we move everywhere, more we can have cats, and it's more easy. It's easier to have a cat than the kids, for sure. It's something like this who happened, yeah.
Your okay. English is amazing. Oh my gosh. Mark and I trying to speak French. It would be, what would it be called? Fringlish?
Not even, Mary. You called our president Macaroon.
Macaroon.
So, yeah.
I love French's first lady, Brigitte Macron. She's, I love the fact that she's like, isn't she? She's way older than your president. Like, that's so typical French, because in America, it's always, you know, young women and older men.
I think the dream of men in France is young women. And I don't know why Macron has an older woman. You know, you cannot order the love. When it's happened, it's happened.
That is true. I have a quick question. How does social media affect your sales?
I'm quite sure that's something very small actually in France. And for sure it's growing and growing, because everything is based on the people are buying when they know the brand or they know the product. And they can order online and they can see the product in store and they say, oh yes, I know this product. They feel safe. Okay, I can buy it. I already know this product. They never buy it, they never see it, except on the social media, on the phone. Mm-hmm. And I think it's growing and growing. And for me, this is not something really common. You know, Champion Pet Foods was, when I was buyer now 5 years ago, I listed Champion Pet Food in the shelves of my chain store. And after years, I said, I don't want to order that. Nobody will buy it. So expensive pet foods. Nobody. The store say, no, don't do that. And at the end, the customer knock on the door and say, please sell me this pet food, sell me. Crazy. We put the expensive bag on the shelves, and the bag was sold out in few days. Was something crazy. And everything was based on what? Social media. So when you are doing it well, for sure it's working. And what the champion was a great, great example.
Do you know if pet influencers are a thing in France yet?
It's
So, you know, in the US, you have a lot of cat account or dog account that have like millions of followers. And so brands are paying them to advertise or promote their, you know, automatic litter boxes or the new best toy for cats or, you know, whatever stroller. Is it a thing yet in France?
Yeah, there is a close friend of the best agency, Johan, and they is working with a pet influencer, and there in his portfolio there is dog and cats for sure, and there is maybe one or two other small company. This is something not really huge.
Okay, so it's an open market. If anyone wants to be a pet influencer in France, there's some openings.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, the people are probably in place. They need now budget to develop. Give me €500,000. I will give it to Johan. He will build your brand. You will be the top popular brand in France.
How do you market to the French consumer market? Does that make sense?
What's the difference between marketing for Americans versus marketing for French?
Something very, very important, what stores, sellers love and what customer love, it's French on the packaging. That's very, very important. So this is for US brand, this is not something important. You are coming with American on the bags. So what can say the stores? The first thing they say, oh, only US on the bags. Oh, the customer will not understand. French are not good speaker in English, so it's not something that we appreciate. And then probably something, we must put something very, very trustable, like certification, like what I'm feeling from France, I'm not judging it. This is my hallucination from the US market. You put some fruits in the bags and you say, wow, super fruits. They are so healthy, give you a thousand grams of powder and the dog with fly over the world. Yeah, okay. And in France, you must put, like, we put a slice of this, cut like this, buy the certification, something very trustable and based on scientist things or something like this. And what I'm feeling, the French market is trying to develop the business with Asia. Asian people really love the French brand with the French flags on the packaging. When they say, wow, made in France, for them, this is very trustable. This is, you know, they are buying baby milk in France. They really love the French quality. So the French company who are manufacturing in France are doing marketing to develop the sales in Asia. And I'm not sure they are trying to go to US. And I have some great example. And yeah, for me, between the US marketing and the French marketing, maybe more trustable and more natural. And US is like huge, super amazing. Yeah, okay.
That's very true, because one of the best brand for juice in France is called Innocent. And their list of ingredients always say one apple, two slices of oranges, one like half a banana. So they really like describe like how much, not even in like percentage, but more into like, this is what you're going to get when you drink our juice. And the packaging is very simple. It just says that. And that's one of the best seller. Like if you go to the shop, everybody buys that just because it's very well explained and this is what you're getting.
And fully transparent.
Yeah. Yeah. As an American, you get like citric acid, sorbate, phosphate, blah, 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 all of these chemicals. And there is a push because there's so much misleading labels in the United States, including in pet food. Like, you know, anybody can say that their pet food is healthy and it could be all chemicals, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing I think people really respect. And Alex and I have a lot of overseas clients, especially cat food and dog food, especially our New Zealand clients. When we're promoting them, we can't promote them like we do American pet product companies because they're so scared of making false claims. So I'm thinking that has something to do with government regulation overseas.
Maybe. And New Zealand, like, if you look at their packaging, they're more like Europeans because it's way like, you know, it's more simple and the list of ingredients is smaller. So it's way more like European. It's more, it looks more trustworthy coming from a European.
Yes. Yeah,
for sure. I was in Whole Foods one year ago and in Miami to do my, to buy some food. And Whole Foods for me is an organic store. And I feel that, wow, this is organic and seems how can I say that? Proceed. Yeah. Processed, was crazy. Yeah. That's, organic turkey. Mm-hmm. It's not seems like turkey. Or strawberry. Strawberry was like the size of an apple. I say, wow, organic strawberry, like, wow, huge. I'm telling, but something like this, yeah.
Well, part of it, too, in the United States, I know Whole Foods, what you're talking about, we call that whole paycheck because it's very expensive to eat healthy in the United States and buy organic and grass-fed meats and different things, which is just what you guys just have as normal, is so expensive.
Yeah, I remember the bill, yeah.
So, I mean, 60%, we're getting a little off topic, but 60% of people and 60% of animals are fat in this country simply because I think it's the diet. If you talk to any nutritionist, they'll say they call it the SAD diet, which is the standard American diet. Because, I mean, look at you two French people. You're skinny. Well, Mark, you lost a lot of weight, so you look fantastic, too. But
yeah, we eat healthy and we go to the gym. Yeah.
Well, look, well, you guys are not a good like representation because you also look very good and lean and slim. So
I'm hiding it.
I find it interesting that French like look at the American food and they say, oh, it's in America. This is what we want. When in France, you have the best chefs in the world. I mean, we went to Taste of Paris a few years ago, which is your wine and food festival there. And like the best chefs in all of France were there. And why don't they create pet food for, I mean, they're the best. They know what tastes good and what is good. And I don't know why you're looking here.
That's a really good idea.
You are 100% right. And I'm working with a French brand of pet food based on the southwest of France. And they are working with Thierry Marx. A big chef, and he's working on the recipe with the brand. This is like il a mis l'art de la gastronomie française dans la gamelle.
It's the French gastronomy. But how you say gastronomy?
Yes,
the French culinary in the pet bowl.
Yeah, this is this chef is working. He's pet lover, and he's working with this company to put the French gastronomy with the protein based on duck, on chicken, free range chicken, breed around the factory, and free range duck, and real free range living in the countryside, not free range
in America.
10,000, yeah.
Sorry. Right. Well, we need to take a quick break. And we're going to be right back with PA, and I want to ask him about another hot topic, tariffs.
You know the expression, cats have 9 lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
All right, and we are back with PA, our expert French pet industry expert. PA, we actually have some clients, American pet companies, who make their products in China.
Wow. And
with our president, there is talks of tariffs to even the playing field. And so I was wondering what French businesses are saying, because I would imagine there would be also some ramifications for French businesses as well.
Yeah, what we can say, welcome to Europe. We have all the factory to produce everything you need. So, yeah, we have a trend like that before the pandemic in Europe. Everybody wants, against China, buy in Europe. Yeah, let's buy a bit more expensive from Europe and less China, like China. And now we are facing huge inflation and people say, what? Say, let's buy in China, it's cheaper. And I have some friends in Poland, in Bulgaria, in Spain, who are producing beds, toys, collar, leash, and everything. And they are struggling to develop the sales because the price in Europe are very, very high compared to the Chinese market. So, yeah, there is probably some new opportunity from South America or something like this. This is maybe the idea of your new president. And for me, I'm in the business since 20 years. I'm working with China and Asia, Vietnam, India. And these people are very trustable. You can build some a good business with them. I know them. Probably I'm thinking Chicken House's producer, Jack, I know him maybe close to 15 years. And we have a call or a message text very often, like, hello, how are you doing? Something like this, no more. And this is one time when I will need some Chicken House, for sure I will order there. And probably it's more politics than the reality. You know, people over the world are love and kind, and you must be... I don't know. This is some geopolitical things that I cannot all manage. And I really appreciate to do business with China. They have all the technology. Now they are not doing like they did 20 years ago with huge pollution, not taking care of the environment. I will go in China in January. And my friend who were there months ago said, you cannot imagine how beautiful it is now. Everything is clean. Everything is so nice. And they did a big, big effort on pollution, on the regulation of pollution. They crossed a lot of factories. So I will see. I'm not there, so I cannot confirm. And they say that crazy. So my idea for you is to, I don't know. That will be, I don't know exactly your president, and probably, you know, the politics are telling things and are not doing what they say. So you will see what's happened. What do you think about that? I don't know.
Okay. Well, I think we're just about at the end here, but Alex, you have a final question.
Yeah, I have one final question. So for all the American brands listening to us and they might want to export to Europe or to France, do you have any tips on what they should do, how they can do it, or yeah?
Okay, so this is something very, very critical and very important. There is a huge market to develop. This is the cat market. In France, everything, cat products are based on the knowledge of the dogs. So there is nothing based on what the cat really needs and the real comportments of the cats. So if you have a full range of for cats with a real advantage for the cats, for sure the market is really open. And to succeed in France, you have to find the real good distributor and the real good agency to deeply integrate the French ecosystem. If you don't take this opportunity, if you don't take time to find a great partner, for sure you will spend money, losing time and time, and that's very, very difficult. And something that you have to take in account, the best partner are always very busy. Everybody wants to work with them. So for sure, it's not all very easy to find the good one. Yeah.
So if we have any American brands listening to us and they would like to export to France, are you one of the people they can go to?
Can be, yeah. If they have a full range of cat products.
Okay.
In Canada, maybe in US, you have some cat trainer with a TV show, with cat brands, are selling accessories and everything for cats. The same guy is coming in France, or sure, I'm signing immediately to develop the brand in France and maybe more in Europe.
Okay. All right.
Good to know. Can you give us your contact details? So if people are listening to us and they want to...
Let's do it. My phone number, what will be faster by WhatsApp, +33 6 79 46 40 78.
Perfect.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for this show. Also, don't forget what PA said. If you want to export your products into France, make sure the packaging is clean and is in French, because the French really like themselves, I think.
No, because the French don't speak American.
That's true, too.
We love everybody.
Well, thank you so much, PA.
I'm so happy. It was a pleasure.
We have learned so much about the French market. And we're also so excited for all of you listening to this show. We are here for you. We all share the common goal of making life better for animals. So, do you have a question about public relations that you would like Mark, Alex, or I to answer? Reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook under the Whisker Report, and we'll try to answer it in a future podcast episode. And in closing, as we always say, bar cloud and purr smart. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.